in late August, no Missouri city will be able to have a minimum wage above the statewide $7.70 an hour. That's a problem for St. Louis, where minimum wage is currently $10 an hour. It's also blocked a long-running push in Kansas City. KCUR's Frank Morris and St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum found out what it means for workers and businesses in Missouri's biggest cities.
Alexis Strader works at a St. Louis nursing home. Sometimes she's assigned to hospice care, where she sees a lot of death.
It's many a times where someone, loved one, has passed away. Brothers or sisters that stay out of town come in and they thank us and hug us, and they even call and they know us by name.
St. Louis's minimum wage ordinance boosted Strader's pay from $9.70 an hour to $10 an hour this year, money she put toward groceries and her two kids. Her thoughts on Governor Eric Greitens not signing but letting go into effect a ban on any Missouri city raising the minimum wage?
We work so much, we're short already, and then it's like the government doesn't appreciate us at all.
Mitch Wax owns Cooperative Home Care, which provides in-home care to older and disabled people. This year's Missouri budget is providing lower reimbursements to Wax's company. He says he may have had to stop serving St. Louis residents if the minimum wage ordinance remained.
My business may be cut in half if I choose not to serve those people, but forget me. What about the people who can't get served? Who puts their meds together in a pill box tomorrow morning?
Urban Eats co-owner John Chen pays his employees at the South St. Louis restaurant at least $9 an hour. He doesn't have enough employees to be affected by the ordinance, but it did discourage him from hiring more people.
We really should find a way to, on one hand, try to solve the problems, the major problem, large issues such as poverty, income inequality. On the other hand, we really should not do that at the expense of our neighborhood and small businesses.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson has said she won't sue to preserve the higher minimum wage. I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.
And I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City, where people like Terrence Weiss have struggled for years to boost the city's minimum wage.
Politicians in Kansas City and across the country don't just wake up, we'll give workers raises today. No, we had to march, strike, and rally to make that happen.
It happened twice. Weiss, who supports three daughters working at McDonald's, backed successful attempts to raise Kansas City's base wage this year and in 2015, only to see the Missouri General Assembly block it both times.
Just to see it ripped away by politicians in Jeff City with the preemption laws, to see all that hard work wiped out with the swipe of a pen, it's devastating. Yeah, really nothing to compare it to.
Weiss's fiancée also works in fast food, and he says they pinned their dreams of financial security on boosting the minimum wage. But Patrick Tuohy of the Show Me Institute, a libertarian think tank, says that's a false hope.
I do understand that politically it's very, very popular. It just doesn't work.
Tuohy says businesses adjust to more expensive labor. A study released last month showed that Seattle's minimum wage increase led to fewer hours for low-wage workers and fewer low-wage jobs.
Employers will move if they have to, or certainly give people fewer hours.
And if Kansas City's minimum wage were ever to almost double to $15 an hour, Tuohy says an influx of low-skilled workers from all over the region would make it harder for Kansas Cityans to get entry-level work. Charles Gaskin, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, says raising the minimum wage helps low-income households, but it's a blunt instrument.
I use the analogy of a fishing net. So you'll pull up a number of people, a considerable number of people, but at the same time, you're going to get a lot of other people who were not in your intended group.
But Terrence Weiss says that for him, for his family, raising the minimum wage is a game changer. He's not letting go, and he's not alone. The group Missouri Jobs with Justice is gathering signatures to put raising the minimum wage on the November ballot across the state. In Kansas City, I'm Frank Morris.